Good evening, good evening. Welcome this evening to our Daily Bread, amen. Our series entitled The Daily Bread. Good evening. Today is already Wednesday, December the 20th. This is going to be a very short message because I know many of us are getting all those last minute to do things, last minute presents to grab. It's kind of crazy to think already this coming Monday is going to be Christmas. But if you're new around here, we welcome you. We welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. And we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. We make that confession because we believe it and we've seen the changes in those that continue to make that confession daily. Amen. So if you take anything away from this evening's short message, get a hold of that confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. And I always say there's two parts to that. We have to get into the Word of God. We have to do our part by getting into the Word of God so that He can do His part, which we benefit from, and then we start seeing our lives changed. Amen. And as always, each and every one of you that continue to stay faithful, we appreciate you. Each and every one of you that continues to tune in and listen, we say thank you so much. Amen. And if you can't join us on our Sunday morning services at 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock, we have in-person service every Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock. If you are unable to join us in person, we invite you to. But if you don't reside here in the area or you're listening from another state, we do have a YouTube channel now, which you can see our Sunday morning services, normally posted Sunday evening. So if you go on to YouTube and you go into the little search bar and type in FHKCHRCHVIEDO, it's FHKC Church Video, FHK Church Video. I might have mumbled that up a bit, but it is basically, it's First His Kingdom Church Video, but it's abbreviated. So it's FHK Church Video. And you'll find us. There's a little icon of the world. And we have posted each of our messages on there that when we started the YouTube channel. Amen. So you can go back and see some of the early messages, or you can click the most recent message. Amen. And if you're on there, like the video, share it. Amen. We appreciate all of that. A couple of reminders or announcements, I should say. Next Wednesday will be our healing service. Amen. So invite someone to listen in. Speaking of healing service, keep the pastors in your prayers. Currently, they're both kind of fighting some symptoms, but I've prayed for them. Amen. I'm looking after them. Amen. And each day they're getting better and better, but just keep them in their prayers. Keep them in your prayers. Amen. I know a lot of you are busy with work, I'm sure. And then again, Christmas is already around the corner. And I know plenty of us are busy, but let's not put God in the back seat, so to speak, these next couple of days when everyone is really, really busy. Amen. So keep the pastors in your prayers. Amen. They pray for you on a daily basis. Amen. Let's see if I'm missing anything. All of our other information can be found on the website, on our website that you're on right now. Amen. But again, let's get into this small devotional. Trying to keep it short this evening because, like I said, I know a lot of folks are busy prepping if you're traveling. Amen. We pray traveling mercies. Amen. Psalms 91, God safeguard our household. Amen. We continue to pray those every morning for each and every one of you. Amen. And as always, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's kind of the key right now in some of my devotionals that I've been reading. You know, it's like not everybody watches the news, and that's understandable. But watching the news here and there just to keep up with current events. Amen. But again, when you watch the news, you know, it's not good news, but it just encourages us that that means Jesus is coming soon. Amen. And a lot of folks in the church believe that, you know, this might be it. Amen. That Jesus might be returning. Amen. And we at First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries know we want to be a tool for God to use to bring in this last great harvest of souls. Amen. That's why we give so much to missionaries that we support around the world. Amen. That we keep them in our prayers. Amen. That they are doing the work that we can't do, but with our finances, we are able to bless them, to help them in the mission field. Amen. And as Pastor Jesse always says, those souls all go into your account, our account. Amen. And Pastor Jesse has always mentioned that, you know, when we get to heaven, you know, folks will come up that you don't know. Amen. And they will thank you for sending finances to First His Kingdom Family Church that ended up in missionaries in other countries, that they were able to hear the gospel and at the end of the day, give their hearts to Jesus. Amen. So we appreciate you sending in finances also. All of those of you who are faithful every month on the dot, we say thank you so much. Amen. So let's dive into this quick little devotional that I have for you entitled The Real Reason for Christmas. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with putting up a Christmas tree or hanging Christmas lights or putting ornaments on your Christmas tree, all that stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. And I don't want to come across this small devotional that I'm trying to bash Christmas or this or that. But my goal is that we don't lose the focus of the real reason this holiday season that we celebrate it. Amen. That we're not so caught up in, I have to buy this gift for that person, or I hope I get this for Christmas, and you know, I have to go deal with this loved one, and or I'm excited to see this person, you know, all that stuff that comes from celebrating Christmas and the hustle and bustle. We get all that, but let's not forget the real reason for Christmas. Amen. If you're taking any notes or you have your Bible, you can turn to Philippians 2:8 or write it down and then look it up later this evening. It says, "And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Amen. That was Philippians 2:8. Amen. So our prayer this evening is going to sound like this. It says, "Lord, I thank you for coming to earth so you could redeem me." Amen. It says, "I thank you, Lord," or should I say, "We thank you for coming to earth to redeem us." Amen. The prayer for this evening: "Lord, I thank you for coming to earth so you could redeem me." It says, "When I think of the extent to which you were willing to go in order to save me, it makes me want to shout, to celebrate, and to cry with thankfulness." Christ, Cry with thankfulness. Amen? It says, you love me so much. You love me so much, and I am so grateful for that love. It says, without you, I would still be lost in sin. Amen? But because of everything you have done for me, today I am free. My life is blessed. Jesus is my Lord. Heaven is my home, and Satan has no control over me. I will be eternally thankful to you for everything you did to save me. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen? I like where it says, Satan has no right to control me. Amen? And the other thing that stands out, amen, where it says, I am free, my life is blessed, Jesus is my Lord, heaven is my home. Amen? Heaven is my home. Amen? So I pray you got a little bit out of that prayer this evening. Amen? And finally, we'll make a small confession. I'll read our confession for this evening, and then we'll get up out of here. Amen? It says, I confess that Jesus loves me. Amen? Say that out loud. Say, I confess that Jesus loves me. One more time. Say, I confess that Jesus Christ loves me. Amen? It says, he demonstrated his love to me by leaving behind heaven's glory and taking upon himself human flesh. You know, sometimes that gets overlooked. Amen? That Jesus left behind heaven. Jesus left behind heaven and all his glory. Amen? It's if you take a moment to think about it, amen, it's kind of mind-blowing, amen? It's that he volunteered, amen? It's like, how am I, God, thinking, how are we going to save these humans that we created, you know? And all of a sudden, there's Jesus standing with his hand raised, saying, I will go. Amen? Again, it said he demonstrated his love for us by leaving behind heaven's glory and taking upon himself human flesh. It says he did it for one purpose. Get a hold of this. He did it for one purpose. So that one day he could go to the cross and die for me and thus reconcile me unto God. Amen? Get a hold of that. And it says, and he did it for one purpose. So that one day he could go to the cross and die for you and me, thus reconciling you and me unto God. It says, there is no need for me to ever feel unloved or unwanted because Jesus went the ultimate distance to prove that he loves me. Amen? Did you catch that? Take a moment and listen to this again. It says, there is no need for you or me to ever feel unloved or unwanted. And you might be thinking to yourself, oh, that's kind of easy for you to say, Andrew. No, listen. There is no need for you to ever feel unloved or unwanted. Why? Because Jesus went the ultimate distance to prove that he loves you. Amen? He went the ultimate distance to prove he loves you. How? By going to the cross and dying for you. Amen? I know a lot of times this time of season is difficult for folks who have lost loved ones. Amen? Especially around this time or, you know, either it's been a couple of years, you know, it's never easy to lose a loved one. Amen? And a lot of times the holidays tend to heighten that loss. Amen? But let's not let that grab a hold of us. Amen? Let's not let that sadness take hold of us. Why? Because this is a time to celebrate, to shout, amen, to cry with thankfulness. Amen. To know the real reason of Christmas. Amen. That Jesus left behind heaven's glory to take upon himself human flesh. Amen. And he did it for one purpose, so that one day he could go to the cross and die for you and me, thus reconciling us unto God. Amen. So, in those times when you feel unloved or you feel unwanted, amen, just take a few moments and just think how Jesus proved he went the ultimate distance to prove the love he has for you. Amen. And that was dying on the cross for you and me. Amen. Cries of thankfulness, shouts of joy to celebrate the real reason for the season. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this. I hope you got a little bit encouragement. Amen. I hope you have a blessed and safe Christmas this coming Monday. Amen. Again, continue to keep the pastors in your prayers. Amen. Remember too, this Sunday is Pastor Jesse's birthday. So if you have the church number, or if you have Pastor Rose's number, or if you have his email, you can go ahead and just send him a little birthday shout out. Amen. I know it'll bless him very much so. Amen. It'll bless him. Let's see if I can give you his email address, because Pastor Jesse's a little old school. Amen. All right. It is Pastor, and that's lowercase, dot Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at fhkfc.org. That's his email, which he always checks daily. So if you send him a little birthday wish on his email, I know that would bring a smile to his face. Amen. Again, that's this Sunday is Pastor Jesse's birthday. Amen. And again, keep them in your prayers. We keep you all in our prayers, especially this week if you are traveling for Christmas. Amen. We know the blood of Jesus covers you and watches over you. Amen. And we know that when you get around your family members, amen, you will be the best representation of our Heavenly Father. Amen. And we pray, you pray that the Holy Spirit gives you the right words to say if you have any family members that are still not saved, those ones that the family is continually keeping them in their prayers, praying them to come home. Amen. We pray the Holy Spirit give you the exact words you need to share with them. Amen. And ultimately be the best representation of our Heavenly Father on this Christmas holiday we are coming upon. Amen. So, and as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. As I always say, God wants to be a part of you in every area of your life. Amen. So have a blessed Christmas. Amen. We will see you right back here next Wednesday for our healing service with Pastor and Jesse and Pastor Rose. Amen. If you're in the area, amen, we invite you out to Sunday morning service this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Amen. And if you can't be with us, look us up on YouTube. Amen. And of course, we have our Instagram link on the website here as well. Amen. So have a blessed rest of these couple of days coming up to Christmas. Amen. We know that the blood of Jesus covers you and watches over you and protects you. Stay sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angels of the Lord watch over you wherever you go. Amen. As you travel away from your home and as you come back home. Amen. We know the angels of the Lord watch over and protect you. Amen. So have a blessed Christmas. We will see you right back here next Wednesday for our healing service. Merry Christmas.